I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The November report by the state's child advocate showed that Newtown shooter Adam Lanza suffered from extreme social isolation. Two organizations are now partnering to encourage students to reach out to lonely classmates. Laura Talmas experienced that most unthinkable of events for a parent. Her daughter Lily died in her sleep at 15. Her death was due to complications with a craniofacial syndrome, but her mother Laura says that while Lily was alive, she also suffered from an often unnoticed affliction. Social isolation.
When Lily passed away, it was a group of her peers who came up to me and said that they had really not realized that by leaving Lily out from a lot of the social structure of middle school, but particularly at lunch, they felt terrible and they wanted to know what they could do.
This led Thomas and her husband to start Beyond Differences, a California-based nonprofit that's working to end social isolation among middle school students. One of their projects is called No One Eats Alone. It's aimed at doing what the name suggests, ensuring all kids have someone to eat with during lunch. Sandy Hook Promise was formed by parents of Newtown shooting victims and is partnering to spread this program nationally. Paula Finbow is their national field director.
We know that young people who are isolated can become victims of bullying and violence and depression. And as a result, they may pull away from society and can become a greater risk to hurt themselves or no one else. And No One Eats Alone is an easy, simple, and fun program that empowers students to reach out to others and include them in everyday activities.
This year, No One Eats Alone Day is on Friday, February 13th, though some schools choose to participate monthly. For more information, visit beyonddifferences.org. David DeRoche, WNPR News.